Next, we report on what may be an uncomfortable truth. It concerns the effect of political protest. Sometimes violent protests in Ferguson, Missouri, prompted people to say violence won't improve anything, which is naturally what we would prefer to believe. Who favors violence? Reality can be more complicated. Let's look now at the actual aftermath of another city that saw violent protest, Benton Harbor, Michigan. In 2003, a black man died during a police chase there. The death set off two nights of violent demonstrations, and afterward, there was a real effort to change the city. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports on the lessons of Benton Harbor.
It was June of 2003. Terrence Shern was riding his motorcycle on the highway when a police officer tried to pull him over for speeding. Shern fled. The officer pursued. At the intersection of Empire and Pavone in Benton Harbor, Shern hit a curb, flew off his motorcycle, and died. Residents in Shern's Benton Harbor neighborhood were outraged. Their anger turned to protest, which then became more violent than anything we saw this summer in Missouri. James Hightower, the city's current mayor, remembers what it was like.
The house next door to me during that time was set on fire. I mean, I remember the neighbors waking us up at 2:30 in the morning, knocking on my door, screaming, saying, "Get out, get out."
After the second night filled with fire, the governor pleaded with local pastors to step in to urge calm. James Atterbury was one of those pastors. Here's what he remembers telling people.
"We're going to get something done. Something's going to happen. Give us some time. We're going to, make sure that justice is served, and we need you to back down." And the people listened.
Soon, it was policymakers' turn to listen. In city after city, when people's anger spills into the streets, the message is always that violence or destruction of property won't achieve anything. But in Benton Harbor, it achieved this much. It forced people to pay attention. People like the governor, who appointed a task force that actually accomplished some things. Atterbury chaired the task force and says after it issued recommendations, the city received federal grants, built new housing, cleaned up and revitalized downtown, and built a world-class golf course to attract wealthy tourists. But in the neighborhood where Terrence Shern died, change is hard to see.
"Look at the streets, man. All these houses are boarded up. Look at the grass ain't cut, man. You know what I'm saying? You just look at it."
That's Tyrone Hitchcock. He's sitting on a bicycle around the corner from where Shern died, leaning on the handlebars. He says he's heard a lot of talk of change since 2003.
"But don't nothing change. The town still is raggedy and run down. Unemployment, people ain't working, drugs everywhere."
Benton Harbor remains one of the poorest cities in Michigan, much poorer than Detroit, much poorer than Ferguson. And standing next to Hitchcock, a man named Perry Clemens, says people in this neighborhood are as suspicious of police as ever.
"Whenever they see more than three young black men together, they figure something is wrong, and they finna say something or do something, move along or get out and search them or pat them down."
And Clemens says those pat-downs make a lot of people around here nervous. A few years ago, two Benton Harbor police officers were convicted in federal court for falsifying police reports. Now Clemens says people in the city worry that any officer could be corrupt and could frame them for a crime. Here, the mistrust of police and of city government goes well beyond race. One of the officers convicted in federal court was black, but the police force still looks more white than the neighborhood. Everyone in charge, from the director of public safety to the members of city council and Mayor Hightower, all are black. Though Hightower agrees, the police officers on the street should look more like the community they serve.
"I always think we can do a lot better."
But Hightower maintains that Benton Harbor is indeed a better place than it was 11 years ago, in large part because of the political activism that followed those two fiery nights in June of 2003. Before then, Hightower says he had never even been in City Hall. Now, he's mayor.
"It's about changing people. And I think that for Benton Harbor to progress or Ferguson or anywhere, if it's going to change, it's going to have to be the people that change it."
A little over a month ago, an incident happened in Benton Harbor that reminded a lot of residents of the Terrence Shern incident in 2003. Harold Johnson died in a car crash while fleeing from police. Hightower says he was worried the community might once again be thrown into chaos. And the anger did come, but this time, there was no violence in the streets. That much, at least, is different. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids, Michigan.